It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth? With Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, roving, adventurous, intrepid reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there? And hello.
Good morning. Well, I think for the next month or so, we're going to be focusing a lot on 250th anniversary celebrations of our country. We had a couple this past week. Tim Abbott, who is the executive director of the Housatonic Valley Association, was the guest speaker at the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society's annual dinner last week. And he talked about the soldiers who from this area who fought in the Revolutionary War, and brought to life some of those characters. We not that we didn't have battlefields on our lands around here, but there was a lot of men who went and fought, and some came home and some didn't, as with any war. But he focused mostly on those in the Canaan area, and he gave some names like Charles Burrell and Benjamin Stevens. And there are remnants still of some of the old house in Canaan that's still standing there, the Lawrence Tavern. It was very interesting. He came decked out. Tim is a reenactor, so he came decked out in his uniform, which was is quite interesting. And it was fortunate it was a cool night, because if it had been warm, he would have been sweltering. But interesting talk, full house. It was held at the Falls Village Emergency Services Center, and as I said, it was the annual dinner, and then his talk. So, and interestingly enough, he's going to spend July 4th paddling across Lake Champlain from Crown Point to Fort Ticonderoga, enacting the escape, that terrible battles we had in Canada of getting pushed out. And he said that's the his. His reenacting, he said, doesn't come near the suffering that the soldiers did, but this is his way of honoring them. So anyway, it was an interesting talk. And then on Saturday, here in Kent, there was a grave unveiling of a revolutionary grave marking, I should say, of a Revolutionary War hero. Oliver Fuller was a physician and surgeon in the Revolutionary War on the battlefield. Interesting story. His descendants are doing a full genealogy, and one of the descendants, her name is Frankie Coughlin. She's very involved. She lives in Maryland, and she had been looking for. To trying to find the graves of Fuller's daughters. The two young girls died at a young age from smallpox within a year of each other, I think. So she wrote to Kent and contacted the sexton of the church, Brent Kallstrom. And just coincidentally, a group led by Brent were cleaning graves and in preparation for this upcoming celebration. And they thought they were cleaning the grave of Fuller, and they because they're all unreadable, they were so filled with lichen and everything. As they kept cleaning, they realized they had found the graves of these two young daughters, and was Fuller was near them, but these were the daughters. So this woman was very excited. She obviously has been looking for a long time, and just it was happenstance that they were cleaning those graves. So anyway, they had a ceremony on Saturday to put this plaque on Oliver Fuller's grave. It was conducted mostly by the Roger Sherman DAR, but there are a lot of Kent organizations involved, and it was filled with readings and a cannon shot and bagpipes and taps, and this plaque that will now be put on Fuller's grave. And He really was a hero. He came back to Kent, and I mean, he saved many men on the battlefield. Then he came back. He married a woman from Kent, and they lived here, and he became the town clerk and some other things in the town. So it was other than the wind and the cold that day, it was made for a lovely ceremony. So, as I say, there'll be lots of, this is only a few, these were only a few of the events that are going to be going on. There's one coming up in Canaan in a couple of weeks, and we'll be trying to follow most of them, I think.
I know North Canaan this coming Saturday on the 13th.
Oh,
No,
is
that's not this coming
no,
Saturday. That's the
it's
next Saturday.
the next Saturday. That's
Yeah,
the
they're
Life,
having their.
Liberty, and the Pursuit of Applesauce. That's right.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
it's basically a family fun and picnic. They've got a lot of stuff going on there at.
They've been a, something about a Liberty Tree. Yeah.
Yes, they're a Liberty flag.
Flag. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
And because
and they
it's
have
also
reenactors too.
okay.
But people should know that the 14th is also something called Flag Day.
That's correct.
That is that's part of it. And you know, it's a good opportunity to reconnect on every level. Whatever you know, whatever your views, it's a good opportunity to reconnect to the history of the place that you live here, right now. So, you know, there's every reason to. I'm only interjecting because there seems to be a great deal of, I have to take a diplomatic word, of people who just really don't know that, for example, June 14th is Flag Day. And it's just, this is one of the things that should just be background knowledge, background information, in my view.
Well, how many people don't know the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? I mean, it's
Yeah,
just
that's a perfect example. Yeah, so many, no idea.
yeah.
How many people don't know that Memorial Day started as Decoration Day? Which, if you knew that, at least, I don't know, when I found that out, suddenly I understood that Memorial Day, the basics of Memorial Day, and where, yes, it was converted into the, quote, first weekend of summer, but it actually had a rather more serious purpose.
And we had missed talking about all the Memorial Day parades last week, and
Wow, a lot of
well, there
which
weren't any
didn't.
parades.
Well, there were in different places. I know Torrington ended up having theirs. You guys did yours in Kent too, didn't you?
We didn't have a parade. We
Didn't
had
have the parade. Okay.
inside. Everything was,
Yeah.
in the end, I think
I
most
know.
of things around here were moved inside. It
Yeah.
Well, inside are totally canceled, I know, because some of them never had an inside venue to start with, so they just canceled the whole thing. But as it will be, the weather on the weekends lately has not been what we would like it to be.
not cooperative, but I would like to just point out the one in Sharon was really touching because her name is Carol Carley, and she spoke. Her brother was the only soldier lost from Sharon at in Vietnam, and she gave a very touching speech, and it's something people should remember. I was really taken by that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to have that because the Vietnam War has largely been placed into the background. And it was a brutal war, and we lost a lot of people there. And we need to remember because we made a lot of mistakes, and a lot of people died for those mistakes. And
Sure did.
we should
Sure
not be
did.
forgetting that. That is one of the nastiest, awfulest wars that ever occurred. And
Well,
they shouldn't forget that.
Yep, shouldn't have even
Well, and in
happened.
those days too, they had the draft, you know, something which I always thought was, I know a lot of countries do that, but at that point where you're giving the people aren't having a choice, you're being drug off and sent into this place. I don't know. That one always puzzled me, but especially in this country, I would think that would be the last thing we would be doing, but we did it.
Oh, don't get me started.
Okay, we won't. In Kent last week, the Attorney General visited. That's William Tong. He is running for his third term.
This would be his third, yeah, I think. Yeah, third.
He spoke on a variety of topics. It was I guess a fundraiser was put on by the Democratic Town Committee. It was held at the 109 Cheese Wine Shop. It's the first time I've been in that venue for an event. Just interesting how things move around and change. But he talked about, a lot of the current events things and what's happening in DC and his attempts to stop a lot of and putting out suits for things that he feels are irregular and illegal in this administration. Maria Horn was also there, and she touched on Connecticut, the legislature, and she is running for her fifth term this year in November, saying that despite what's going on in Washington and the cutbacks, the Connecticut legislature has been forward-thinking, and they have money put aside for things should it be needed for such things as food and childcare. So well attended, and will probably be, well, I don't know, not so much in the summer, but in the fall things will start revving up with the election.
Yeah, usually around September or so.
Yeah, it's after Labor Day. People are
Yeah,
still.
well, again, because you have those primaries too for some in between, a bunch of those going on here and there. But yeah, most
Yes.
of the time, it's always been pretty traditional not to start campaigning prior to Labor Day, but that's disappeared to a certain point too. But of course, now too, all the state candidates are essentially being funded by We the People. So that kind of changed the way things go from there.
And you set me straight on all this,
Anyway, yeah, the whole
primaries, conventions, yeah.
confusing process, and I have to tell you, when I look at other states there, every state has a whole different method to approach primaries and elections. There are states where they allow both parties to vote in other parties' primaries, blah, 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 different dates. It's just so insane when you go state to state. There's some states where I'm not even sure exactly how you get on a ballot. And then I hate these ones where they put a whole bunch of people there and it's a process of elimination till you get down to one. That's that one just really, I've never been able to get that to gel in my brain as to what sense that actually makes. But as it will be.
And this, there's, yeah, the ranking stuff, I don't understand, but.
Yeah, I don't. And it's, when you get it so confusing, quite frankly, when they talk about participation, when the situation is set up in such a way that it's so difficult to understand, a lot of people just stay home. The system itself can be its own enemy in some places. So enough of that political talk.
Oh, don't get me
But
started.
by the way, let's not forget the Little Guild has their Mutt Show coming up this
The Great
weekend.
Country Mutt
And
Show.
yes, and we've had already had a bit from Jill on Sunday to Saturday and what day it is and what date it is. A
Sunday.
little confusion out there, but we'll get it all ironed out.
It is Sunday the
And that's
7th.
it. That's at Lime Rock Park.
Right, they changed it to that venue. Speaking of voting, Stephanie Thomas was in Salisbury last week, a week ago, and she was talked about voting and different things. And she said they will continue to have early voting. There are no changes from the last year, so we'll still have many
You're
days.
safe to vote, pretty much.
Pardon me?
I said, so that is 10 grand a vote, pretty much.
No, yeah. If people are
I think
coming.
it worked out to something extraordinary.
I'm just surprised that there hasn't been more. It's probably just the small towns that are making all the noise and the costs. The cities, they don't seem to care. And unfortunately, Hartford, as far as the state level legislature and all, is basically controlled by the cities. We just sit out here and have to deal with regulations that, in some cases, really don't apply to us or shouldn't apply to us. But as it will be, they're the majority.
Oh no, but wait one second, because it should be, no one ever quite touches the wires. Oh, and you're paying for it.
Well, yeah, the whole
That's
election process now with the
yeah.
publicly financed campaign.
Like,
So,
it doesn't matter. I said, don't get me started, and you guys got me started.
right, then we're going to stop you right now then, because we're
Okay.
getting close in on time. So, what else? What else do we need? Let's stick with
Well, I think
250th
all our
anniversary if we can. Any planning and zoning things going on yet?
I can't say I don't,
Okay, so it's calm
but
and cool.
we all the budgets have passed as far as I know.
Did Sharon finally get theirs passed?
Oh no, Sharon did not. Excuse
Nope.
me. I should.
Okay.
I said. I oh,
Yeah,
totally error there. That is still battling, and I understand that. I don't think they're going to be meeting till June 16th or something. And I mean, you're
Oh,
getting
wow.
very close to the end of this fiscal year. So that is, I understand that it's a very emotional thing in Sharon, and lots of emotions at a recent meeting with a lot of teeth gnashing and tears. So no, that's still going on, but
Yeah,
can't
and there's
just.
other towns where there's. I noticed I had to go out to Farmington on Friday, and I noticed in Canton they've got a big effort going on to vote down the budget again. The sign said again, so
Yeah, I'm
they,
hearing that from other towns.
yeah.
Oh, I was talking to a fellow from Granby who said it took three votes to get the their budget passed, and most of it is focused on education budgets,
Well, yeah,
unfortunately.
and it's the same thing. It's the declining enrollments that are all across this state,
Yeah.
and people just cannot figure out why you need more money in a system that's shrinking. And maybe they do, maybe they don't, but that's what a lot of this is about: growing
Well,
school
in
budgets and
Sharon, they want it higher.
shrinking enrollment. And Sharon, they want it higher. Yeah,
Yeah.
of course.
Yeah. They're the anomaly. Also, I'm interested in that they're going to be talking about the idea of consolidation at all the boards of education this month. From what I
Again.
understand, the superintendent is going around to sort of, test the waters and see what people think. So
Well, good for her. I hope she takes her battle armor with
yeah, right. So I'm hoping to catch at least a couple of meetings. I'm anxious to hear what people have to say.
Yeah, this is that taboo. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to entertain it subject. So
Yeah.
and it may be right. There's so many aspects to it too, though. As you consolidate, you have to decide where they go, what buildings get
Oh, it's a
eliminated, or what
huge,
might
it's a
be built.
huge, yeah, yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's such an onerous thing that
It's not, you can't snap your fingers and say, this is it. No.
Exactly. It may take 5 or 6 years just to accomplish it if you
Right.
even get it through the voting booth. So.
Right. Exactly.
What
But
can
we'll
we
try and
say?
follow that. Yeah.
Yes, we
And
will. We will.
okay. And onward and upward. So,
So they say.
yeah.
And
Well, in that case,
in that
since you
case, yeah,
guys
we're going to
got me
let
started,
Jill go
I
ahead
am going.
and finish. Maybe.
Absolutely. I am going to say thank you, Ruth. Thank you, Mike. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving, roaming, rambling, intrepid, adventurous reporter on Robin Hood Radio.